Like many of you, I got to spend some time with some good friends Thursday and Friday. For many years in a row now, I've gone to a cabin just north of Hibbing, and I know this family that have become some of my dearest friends. They have three sisters who are now all happily married to just wonderful guys that are my friends as well. And for the first time on the 4th, they all had children. And so there's all these kids. The youngest one was about a month and a half old, all the way up to about 7 or 8. And I marveled at how it was like non-stop parenting, those 24 hours. It was, make sure you wear your life jacket, don't get too close to the fire, don't eat those M&Ms before dinner, even though Father Ben brought them for you to eat. I was just amazed at how, and they're good parents, just awesome parents, and the whole time it was nonstop. And that made me think about, you have to take my word on this, but I gave my mom a run for her money. Like, I was somewhat of a rebel child, and she tells me a story of how I used to point at her, like to boss her around, and she said, if you point in my face one more time, I'll bite your finger. Well, guess who had a bitten finger? Very quickly after that. On another time, I said, I was, I think, 5 at the time. I realized I was, I had enough and I was independent, so I was going to move out, so I was going to move away from home and start my own life, I guess. My mom packed my bags for me, showed me the door. Now, as children, as great as they are, as little miracles as they are, children are rebellious, right? I mean, what's one of the first words a child learns to say? They say no, right? And what I was thinking about, looking at my friends and even considering my own, I guess, independence as a child, is that the whole time that kids are rebelling, the parents have nothing but the best in mind for them. Right, the whole time the kids are being fed, they're being protected, they're being loved and cared for. And I don't know how you parents do it. I don't know how my mom did it. I would be like, how old are you again? You're 2. Did you ever pay a bill? Like, did you buy groceries? Like, who are you to boss me around? Now, I want to kind of use this metaphor of parenting little children and to think about our church. Like, one of the titles of our Catholic Church is Holy Mother Church. And think of, so if you will, and not to be, demeaning or anything, but think of the church as our mother and then us as like the little rebel kids. Right? And we come from a long line of rebelliousness. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, right? Cain, the next generation, murdered Abel. We have the great flood that was caused supposedly by human sin. David committing adultery with Bathsheba. And God today tells Ezekiel, "Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me." Or Jesus, who was just shocked at the lack of faith of the people of his town. Yes, we are good. Yes, we are miracles. We're amazing. But we are rebellious. Now, at one point in my life, I think I was 20 or 21, I woke up and my mom and dad instantly became the smartest people I ever knew. Right? Has that happened to any of you? Or did you recognize that with your kids? Where all of a sudden, you as parents are the most brilliant person ever. Just instantly, overnight. It's funny how that happens. Mother Church is the same way. God has given us as little rebellious, independent people a mother, our church. She guides us. She feeds us. She nourishes us. She protects us from evil. Even when we might think to ourselves, I don't agree with what she's saying right now. I don't, in my opinion, in my desire, this is the way it should be. Right? But all the while, yes, Mother Church might tell us, I'd stay away from that philosophy right there. That's a little dangerous. Or, you might not want to do this behavior. That all the while, she has the best interest in mind. You can trust our church. You can trust the church that Jesus Christ has given us. Because she is our mother. She cares for us and loves us even when we may be rebellious.